صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. سيدنا مالك بن دينار رحمة الله تعالى عليه was once asked about the reason for his repentance. He replied, I was an officer in the police force. I was a habitual sinner and drank a lot of alcohol. I had one daughter who I loved very much. She passed away at the age of 2, and I became lost in grief. That year, when the 15th of Sha'aban arrived, I did not even recite Isha prayer. I drank lots of alcohol, and in this drunken state, I fell asleep. Now, while I was asleep, I saw in my dream that it was the end of time, i.e. the day of judgment. Then I felt a movement behind me. I turned around to see a gigantic snake with its mouth open, ready to attack me. With fright, I started to run, and the snake began to chase me. Just then, I saw a luminous face of a weak old man. I asked him for help, and he replied, I am too weak, I cannot help you. I then continued to run, now with the snake still behind me. Still running, I climbed a small hill. Now on the other side of the hill was a frightful blazing fire, and many people were burning in that fire. I was about to fall in it when a voice said, move back, you are not for this fire. Then I pulled myself back and started running in the opposite direction with the snake still behind me. I met the same weak old man again. He started crying and said, regretfully, I am too weak to help you. Look over there. The round mountain you see is where the Muslims keep their deposit. Go there, and if you have a deposit, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will be able to gain it back. I reached the round mountain and saw that there were windows decorated with silk curtains and gold doors decorated with beads. The angel started to announce, remove the curtains, open the doors. Maybe this person has some deposit in here which will save him from that snake. The windows opened and many faces of Madani children appeared. Amongst them was my late 2-year-old daughter. Upon seeing me, she started to cry out, I swear by Allah, this is my father. She then jumped up and came to me and held my right hand with her left hand. On seeing this, the gigantic snake turned and fled. Now I could relax. My daughter sat in my lap and while stroking my beard, recited the 16th verse of Surah Hadid. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Translation from Kunzul Iman. Has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for His truth that has come? After hearing this verse from the lovely daughter, he said that I began to cry. I asked her about the gigantic snake. She replied, he was your bad deeds that you were increasingly doing. Your bad deeds in the form of the gigantic snake are about to take you into the fire of hell. I asked who was a weak old man. She said, he was your pious deeds, i.e. good deeds. Since you carry out a very few good deeds, he was too weak to challenge your bad deeds. I asked, what do you do on this mountain? She replied, the Muslim children who pass away wait here until the day of judgment. We wait for our parents so that they arrive and we can intercede for them on their behalf. When I awoke from this dream, I was deeply moved. And he says, Alhamdulillah, I repented sincerely from my sins. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can learn many lessons from this incident. One of the lessons we can learn is that when a person's young child passes away, it is not a loss for them, but it is a gain. The deceased daughter of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah came in his dream and changed him from a drunk and a sinful person to a brightly shining star in the ranks of piety. The verse narrated in this incident that affected the heart of this person is mentioned in Khazain al-Irfan. It is narrated by the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came out of his blessed home and saw that the Muslims were laughing amongst themselves. He said, "You are laughing? Safety has not yet come from Allah, and this verse was revealed upon your laughter." The Muslims asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the compensation for this laughter?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Cry as much." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this incident, we learn a lot of things, that one should cry in abundantly in the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I do dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that gives us the ability to cry as much as we can in the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ameen bijahi nabiy al-ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.